Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So we're having a meeting before the show, and a really good meeting, and we're chatting about different things, and, you know, it's very positive, it's very efficient, and I am, you know, giving my little spiels here and there, and I'm suddenly realizing that every third sentence I say, I'm going like that, and I realize
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, I'm burping, and the thing is that I lead a very soft, pampered life. I am provided a hot breakfast every day.
You signed up for the meal plan, essentially.
The meal plan is provided. Is one of the greatest things that Mrs. O'Mara does for me, you know, with her scholarship, is that she provides me with a hot breakfast.
Yeah.
Today, I was sitting there and I said, "That's unusual," because my breakfast is very routine. I have a single piece of wheat toast. I have two eggs, and I have a yogurt and chicken sausage. That's usually, and sometimes I have Irish oatmeal with almond milk. You know, I try, and breakfast is a good meal to start.
It's the most important meal of the day.
It's
many
healthy.
People have said for years, and obviously you've chosen a protein-rich, balanced meal. How do you take your eggs?
Usually over easy.
That's the best
usually
way. I agree. So, I'm with you there.
So I'm burping during the meeting, and I noticed today, I'm like, what is wrong with my sternum here? And, oh, no. Hi.
Oh.
Oh, look who's come by.
Who's in studio?
Come on in.
Oh, there she is.
There she is, the executive director of your meal plan.
Hi.
So today.
Student services.
We were all running late today, right? We were all running late, the little guy. And today on my paper plate.
Oh, paper. The worst.
Oh.
Nothing screams giving up like paper plates.
Hard-boiled eggs.
I got hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, that's delicious.
But they weren't like hard-boiled eggs that or eggs that you boiled this morning. They were those grocery store.
No, I actually made those eggs.
Oh, you made them?
Yeah, I hard boiled them yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, leftovers.
Is that really true?
Yes.
From the Easter egg hunt?
Sure.
Oh. And I told you that yesterday.
Oh, I didn't listen. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So I'm wondering what's making me kind of go.
I think it might be the regular yogurt because you're used to homemade yogurt.
Oh,
that's right. She makes her own.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that was a little humble brag there. That was nice.
Who's got the time? Carla does.
He said, "Who's got the time?"
Oh, he's
Carla
back.
Does.
That,
yeah. You said that. You want to say? You want
to
say anything?
Do you have time to clean the house, honey?
Yes,
no, I'm waiting.
Suck it.
Oh. Just in the kitchen, waiting for the milk to spoil, dear.
Rob knows the process. It's really what
it is. What it is. It's milk gone bad, right?
You basically leave the milk out overnight. That's how you do it.
And then put in a spoon full of jelly.
So maybe it is the yogurt. But how gross is this discussion anyway? Is it the yogurt or the hard-boiled?
Now, you brought up something, Mike, that I have seen in the store before, which is the pre-boiled, pre-peeled package of hard-boiled eggs, and that to me looks horrifying.
Well, they're actually, this is, look, I'm jealous because another radio personality has, you know, found this income stream.
Yes.
Because if you go to see where these eggs, they also sell regular eggs, but they sell the pre-cooked hard-boiled eggs too, and I don't know where EB got into the egg business,
it's not Eric Bickle. It's Eglin's
Eric
Bickle, Best.
It says EB's hard boiled eggs.
It's Eglin's Best. And
Eglin's Best.
Yeah, Eglin's Best. Right. Yeah.
So it's not Eric. It's not Eric Bickle.
These eggs are money.
It's not Eric Bickle.
No.
Hard boiled eggs.
He sold the farm. And if you want to see Eric Bickle's father, he's actually in the movie Napoleon Dynamite. He runs the chicken ranch in that movie. But they sold
by the way, one of my favorite people to follow on Facebook because nobody is into his kids' sports like EB, and I know how much he loves sports, and I love following his
true
absolutely
passion.
Beautiful family, and you know, EB is, he's a maniac. We know that. But the fact is, I thought the eggs were, you know, going to pay for his kids' college.
The egg business is hurting.
So anyway, that's why I was kind of during the meeting. I am very, very excited. One of the things we were discussing in our meeting before the show, we have a new product at TMOS, the brand new live streaming app. If you already know about it, you are listening to the show right now on the app. Hello.
Hi.
Hope you're enjoying the live stream. We are so very, very excited about our app, and we've got more changes coming on this app to tweak it and make it a better user experience for you. But suffice it to say that the app currently, you can click on the TMOS app, and right now you can hear the show live, and we are super excited about that. At the end of the live show, we kick it into a best of, and you can listen to best ofs on the Mike O'Mara Show all day long. So as opposed to before, where the only way to get the content was to open up the app, click on the archive, select whether you wanted to download or stream the show of the day or the last few shows. That's still there, by the way. You can archive any episode you want. You can look at the date and you can grab it and do it this
way. We've taken nothing away. We've just added.
We are so excited about this app. It's wonderful. And I was telling the guys before the show that this is the way that I get my content whenever I'm listening to the show, and I don't listen to myself. I don't listen to my own stuff, but I like to occasionally just check it out and see how the audio sounds and all that different stuff. But the fact is, that's how I get my content when I'm listening to the show. And so the app is really something I'm more excited about than anybody on the show, because this is my way of getting the content. And so yesterday, I'm all set. It's like a new toy. I jump in the car to go get my kid from school, and I know that we're running a loop of best of content. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be the stuff that I want to hear. I can't wait, and I'm excited. And you know, I make sure my Bluetooth is connected, so I've got the connectivity with my smartphone in the car, and there it is. So that's all you have to do. You make sure your Bluetooth, you got your device, and you're set to go. And I click on the TMOS app, and bam, the show starts. And it's Oscar and Rob having this very animated discussion. And within, you know, 15 seconds, I realize this app from the Mike O'Mara Show that I'm so very excited about is running a best of segment that is apparently determined by Pony. Not worthy of my participation.
Oh. I did not know that.
I'm not on the goddamn show.
It's a conspiracy.
I'm not on the goddamn show.
This explains a lot.
It does. Now yeah. It's all
and
all
I'm
the pieces are coming
to this,
into place.
I'm like, yeah, that's right. It's pure ego. Not.
No.
And I'm listening and I'm thinking all the hatred that this skinny Fairfax hump.
Wow.
You know, holds towards me. He's like, well, let's see what I'm going to do. I'm going to put this on the best of. Because I really enjoy it when Mike's not here.
Do you think, Mike, there was a portion?
My disappointment. I was so excited. And then and you're talking about George Bush dancing, which is from I don't know how many years ago. And I'm driving along and I'm listening to this. And by the way, there are different best ofs every day on the app, and you can hear them. And, you know, our man Ponyboy, that's his job of putting those together. And you would say, well, wouldn't you handpick that, Mike? Well, you know, I'm just not that industrious. That's, you know, I leave that to the other fellows. Huh?
The process might have involved the phrase, what do you think, Miley? Do you want to do the segment without Mike?
I could go deeper into some of the content, but this one's all right. Yeah, that show with Rob and Mosker was all right. I'll put that up for best. Well, it's not a question of, you know, and then he said something in the opening. He said, I'm not sure how much content I have. It's like, you don't have content. What am I doing here 5 days a week? 5 days a week, I'm sitting here sweating my balls off trying to come in here and do content every single day. And you pop in the AAA squad when I'm, when I'm doing this. Now, both of these men are fine broadcasters. As a matter of fact, I was saying to my wife just the other day that, and I was talking about New Orleans, and I was talking about Oscar just got back from Arizona doing a live show, and I said one of the greatest things about our trifecta, and I mean this, I said, when we go live, when we do a live show, there's the, I think of all the things that we bond on, our love of doing live shows of being on stage.
Yes.
Three more different guys you wouldn't get, but three of us that not only do we not freak out about it because we don't, we get pumped about
it. Oh, we relish it.
Like no, but we love the live shows, and that's what's very, very cool. So when you guys are there, you know, it's fine. That's why
it's fine.
When two of the three of us are on.
I would have been shocked, though, if I got on and I wasn't on the segment.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was pissed. I was sitting there going, oh, great, okay, hey, you know, and if my
kid.
But
we must have been really funny to make that real, though.
Yeah. It must have been one of our greatest moments.
Our greatest bits.
Were you doing voices?
Our greatest AAA bits. Thanks, Mike.
All right, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's fine.
I found the show mildly amusing.
We got a great career playing ball in Guatemala.
It was, it was fun listening to the Dominican Winter League. It was on the show.
Hey,
but,
we had uniforms and everything.
I was like, this is
Mike,
okay.
I
this
know
is
how you feel.
On. First days of this brand new shiny app. The brand new car comes in.
Yeah.
And you know, somebody took the Chevrolet logo off the front of it. You know, it's just
Rolet.
Yeah.
I log on to the ESPN app and I see the NIT. I don't see the big dance. That's exactly how I felt.
I was but for me, this was, you know, at the heart of it, you know it. You know it's true. It was pure ego.
Of course.
Pure ego for this is the
No one the faults ego. You. Anyone that's in this business would feel the exact same way.
The kind
Matthew.
Of ego that goes way back to the beginning, Matthew. It goes way back to the beginning when I held a microphone in my hand and I went through my father's stereo when they had the microphone.
In your mother's
you could
shoes.
Use.
Yes.
In my yeah, that's
wearing
right, Oscar.
High
Working
drag,
on that
Mike.
Drag show that I did. Yes.
High drag.
Because that's how I do it. I put a lipstick on. And
I was
there.
Born in a trunk.
I know. No, Agador. Victoria Page will not do the dance of the red shoes tonight.
Don't spoil the open tape.
All right, you got it?
Yeah, I do.
Someone might want to really investigate why Rob and I are so obsessed with the Birdcage. So it goes back to hearing your voice on the radio, hearing your voice over a speaker.
Yeah.
That's why we all do it. We love that. And then it was someone took that. You,
Matthew,
took that from
you
me.
You held Mike's joy in your bony, nicotine-stained fingers.
Right.
And you crushed it into nothingness. How does that make you feel, Matthew?
Good question. My God. So this is something I was actually kind of worried about. when I set up... Without getting into the weeds, when I set up the stream playlist, it started right around the time that you were getting your hip surgery done, which was a week that we were...
Elective surgery.
Yes.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
So that's when the queue started building of the shows.
Well, like get excited. One, you got a little over a month before you're going to get another one of those fabulous weeks.
You can build hey, Matthew, you can build another playlist just for your car.
That's going to be great.
Amen, yeah. And so you're saying,
so what?
So basically what happened is that you got into the show, into the stream right at the start of the
Can you
the
promise
queue.
That this story will go into the best of stream?
Oh, it already is. So basically it was chance, but it was an unfortunate chance.
Well, can you
just edit that out and start like just cut out that,
yeah, drop
that week where he was gone.
Well, we commit to it. Let's put it this way. We commit to our listening audience that we're going to make the best of the best.
No
of
more
the brightest
Cuban league.
Delightful. That's right.
No.
If you guys,
but I was listening to, I didn't know whether you were talking about George Bush dancing. That was it. I was waiting for the moment because I figured if he has a best of segment on with you guys, was that an entire show of them?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, Pony!
Mike, that is 3 hours of just us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a random stream, so it wouldn't be just all of the shows of that week. It's jumping around and...
Well,
we just happened to land on a
You know, we're going to work to make the best ofs. Maybe
we
segment
will make
segment.
Better. The TMOS 24/7 experience, great again.
That's what it's called, by the way. It's TMOS 24/7. It's the brand new app, and check it out. I immediately updated it on my phone, and when you download it or update it on yours, you will get that live contact. And by the way, you can go to your phone, pop it into your car, and or wherever you are when you're working out, and listen to us live every day.
Yeah.
And that's something you have not been able to do, and so you're listening to me right now as I tell the guy that puts the best of segments together that I'd like him to pay a little more attention to it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Honey, please, you gotta get dressed for me now, please.
No, Agador. Victoria Page will not dance the dance of the red shoes tonight. Victoria Page is dead. Do you know how she died?
How?
Alone, weeping for her lover.
Oh, no.
Albert! Come on, Albert, open up, baby. Come on.
Get out!
Open it, Albert! Open it! Come on!
Go away! Ah! I'm calling 911!
Are you trying to ruin me?
Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
There is a packed house.
Okay.
That's all I am to you, isn't it? A meal ticket. Never mind about my suffering. It's just about your show. Well, I want a palimony agreement. And I want one now.
Well, I don't have a palimony agreement on me right now. Is tomorrow all right?
Don't use that tone to me.
What tone?
That sarcastic, contemptuous tone that means you know everything because you're a man and I know nothing because I'm a woman.
You're not a woman.
Oh, you bastard. Whatever I am, he made me. I was adorable once. Now, look at me. I'm this short, fat, insecure, middle-aged thing.
I made you short?
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredible loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it if you're here. So do you, Adam. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, give me a call if you are listening to the live app. We'd love to hear from you. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And don't forget, tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday when we exclusively take your phone calls. Want to make it bigger, a better than ever. Our show today brought to you by Caring Village. I know this personally. It can be physically and emotionally exhausting to provide care for a loved one. It can leave you stressed out. It can worry you. It can make you feel guilty. You're not alone, and there is help. The folks at CaringVillage.com are changing family caregiving. They focus on the quality of life for caregivers so they don't have to carry the burden all alone all the time. When you make life simpler and less hectic for caregivers, outcomes improve for the entire family. Best of all, their app is totally free, and it will let you focus on what is important, the person you're caring for, your loved one. This app stores documents. It tracks the meds. It lets you coordinate with everyone involved in the family, from friends and family to home care, even doctors and specialists, and you can stay in constant touch with the person that you're caring for. Well, it's just a secure app, and it messages and notifications. It does all of that. Stop feeling overwhelmed. Get back to caring. Visit caringvillage.com/TMOS today for a free download and discover how much time and energy you're going to save every day. caringvillage.com/TMOS. I have cared for a loved one. I wish there was a caringvillage.com when I was caring for my
mother. I wish this had been around when Carrie was taking care of Big Daddy, because, you know, he had eight kids and they were all eager to help. But the bear of the thing is trying to coordinate and communicate. This thing is great. It does it for you.
Getting a location you could go to. And by the way, when I say I was caring for it, was my sister that did the bulk of the work in that situation. Yeah. And welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us. And I will tell you that this is a tale of two pieces of entertainment: great television and horrible movie making.
Really?
I will tell you that yesterday Mrs. O'Mara was doing whatever she was doing, and I got the pickup duty at school with my little guy, and suddenly, on a whim, because yesterday on the show, we had had the announcement of the box office for Sleeping Beauty. I'm sorry, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
The new Disney picture, that I would pick the little guy up and take him to the cinema.
Ah, love a movie, a motion picture.
Cinema.
Finding Dory was the last one, Beauty and the Beast, because everybody was talking about it. GGG, it's a G-rated movie. And here it is. And I say this every time I go into the kids' movies, whether they be Transformers, whether they be whatever.
How's that feel, Oscar?
Cartoon, Despicable Me 44, whatever it is. Excuse me.
Some would say, Mike, Transformers caters to an older crowd.
I love Transformers.
Of course he does.
But now, if we want to know
horrible movies,
why we have a violent culture in America, and it's not necessarily, I don't want to talk about guns. It's not guns. Guns are a part of it.
Sure.
But I'm just talking about the violence, 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 violence. I got in halfway through the trailers for Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Which to me is one of, like, to me would be the softest, nicest, sweet. When you have a
it's
little
a
bitty.
It's a fairy tale, Mike.
When you have a little bitty, a little too. But if you go back and look at fairy tales from history, yeah, there's a violent element.
There is,
a lot
but
of
the, you
that's
know
the
what?
Way
but,
they go.
But
dark, they're dreary, yeah, they're
but
nasty.
This one has not got a real violent undertone in its story. It's accepting someone for what they are, is it not? That's
yeah,
the theme.
But they mucked it all up.
Yeah,
you know,
they
not
Disney'd
only do I
it.
Have to sit there. Well, now everything in these trailers is crashing into walls and falling and shooting and exploding.
Are you telling me the trailers ruin the movie?
Trailers, I have said before that when I take my little guy to a movie, when it's a kid's movie,
right,
I would rather take a knitting needle and stick it into my right eye than sit through the trailers for movies like
that.
20
minutes as well.
Because they are, you want to take the absolute worst of short attention span theater. You want to take the attention deficit disorder
Power Rangers.
And it just is, it's nonstop. My eyes can't handle it. Yeah. It is ridiculous. And it also, I was sitting there watching it because I always do this. And it makes the whole experience a little less fun for me. I always sit there and go, God, no wonder.
Yeah.
No wonder we got stressed out people. And everything is crash, bang, boom. And it bums me out. But then on to the movie, which, by the way, has set some box office records.
Huge
but,
opening. Huge opening.
About halfway through, I said, I remember the critics only gave this about 70%. I said, I can't wait. I was fantasizing halfway through the movie about going home and looking up all the bad reviews online.
Wow, that's where your mind went?
Well, no.
It's a Michael Mara state of mind.
Yeah.
It's no, it's not my state of mind.
When is this going to get bad?
No, because the fact is I'm going to rave about different things. I mean, I'm watching television that I've some shows that I love. I love that kind
of
stuff.
Is your son enjoying it?
He's all I care about with my son is that, you know, my goal, will he stay focused
right
for the entire movie.
How does he do during the trailers? Because you know what? I remember with my kids.
He's riveted.
My kids love trailers because they're short.
Yes, they're riveted because there's, how can you not be riveted? It's hypnosis.
Yeah.
It's this hypnosis of violent orgies up on stage with, you know, bing, bang, boom. I mean,
what movie?
Despicable Me. I mean, Despicable Me with the minions and all this stuff. And
a lot of mallets.
I laugh at the minions. I like that. What?
A lot of big mallets. Crushing a despicable me.
Yeah, boom, bang, ding. You know, how many times? And then there's what was the other
Power
one?
Power Rangers.
There's one with who was...
50 Shades of Grey.
Who was the girl in Clueless? Who was the actress in
Alicia
Clueless?
Alicia Silverstone?
Alicia Silverstone's in this puff piece about traveling around the country that has just got every
how does she
single
look?
Cliche. She looks okay, but the movie looks, the trailer was so horrible.
Horrible.
It goes from one cliche to another cliche to another cliche. And I'm sitting there just, get the trailers over, get the trailer, and then it's time, and you have the da 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 da. You know, I've been conditioned to kind of get the old hair standing up.
Yeah.
There. Here comes the Disney film. Here comes the Disney film. The Disney film is coming right now.
Hey, did you notice that when the fireworks blow up over the castle, it makes the image of Mickey? It's crazy.
Is this the modern one or is this the old one?
This is classic When You Wish Upon a Star. Exactly. And, unless you want the vocal, Mike. We have the vocal.
Stuff he has at his friggin' fingertips. What the hell is it? Rob's all the stuff from 1930.
Rob, I've never even heard this.
No, this is from, you know this from Pinocchio.
Pinocchio's 1930.
40. Come on. It was pre-war.
Yeah.
The song, Mike, sung by a lovable little cricket.
When does she sing?
E.
Or E. When you wish upon a star. Yeah, that's ancient.
Yeah.
That's ancient.
Look, he's so excited.
The great Cliff Edwards, Mike. They called him Ukulele Ike.
Of course you know that.
Ukulele Ike? I can go to my grave never hearing that again.
Oh, right, well, I wish it would be soon.
So it begins, and, you know, he...
What's the first thing you see?
Depression. No.
No. Oh, no.
On the screen. Like, look, I'm going to go see this movie, this film this week, right?
Why?
Because Shannon really wants to go see it.
All right.
So
because Mike gets to
save you some money.
Well, it's the story of their marriage.
Mike, hey, you want to talk about Modern Family? Though this is the discussion. I get home and I'm like, Jesus, it was expensive. Cost me between I got him some bagel bites,
sure,
pretzel bites,
yeah,
and the two tickets. And Carla from the kitchen. This is exactly what happened. You know what? I hate saying this,
yeah,
but I have to tell you the truth. This is what I get from the.
Did you use the senior citizen discount?
Oh, no.
With my 3-year-old son. No, I didn't. It was something like, all I know is that the two tickets together cost like $21.
That's too much. That's
Mike,
too much
that
for
too
a garbage.
Much.
And you went in the daytime. Did you get matinee prices?
Yeah, but I went to the other theater. I went to the theater on the other side of town, the Depression Theater.
The Depression Theater.
It's the theater where they have like shootings.
It's Mike. It's called, I know the theater you mean. It's a multiplex. It's called The Other Side of the Tracks 8.
Oh, you didn't need the reserve
seating. But they get an element over there. What?
You didn't need the reserve seating is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, no, we didn't go to the old person's theater that has the great deals.
Oh, my God. Like, you guys have such a different world down there.
We went to a Regal. We went to a regular Regal.
Okay, well, the Regal is all
that means, Mike, fit for a king.
The Regal is all I have down here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Cinema 8, whatever it is.
Yeah.
$22 a ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, a ticket.
Damn. Oh, $22
per
a ticket.
Per ticket.
But that's at nighttime.
I mean, who's going to go to the movies anymore if they keep pricing themselves
out? Well,
like
I mean, I for some reason, when I go with Shannon, we go on Saturday night, right?
Hey, no wonder Beauty and the Beast broke all box office records. He only had to sell 200 tickets.
So we go in and, by the way, halfway through, he said, I'm hungry. And I'm like, and when he's hungry, he's all O'Mara. When he's hungry, he's not gonna watch another frame of that movie unless he gets calories.
Shut up, beast. I want dots.
Yeah, and Daddy had had a light lunch, and Daddy's that side of the brain that said, it's cheating time.
Yeah, sure.
It's cheating time. Daddy decided they had something down here. It's nachos, but it doesn't have the regular cheese dip. It had something from your people, Oscar. I forgot what they call it. Something Blanca.
Queso Blanco.
Queso
Spicy
Blanco.
Spicy maybe?
Yeah.
Blanco that appealed to me. A big picture of it behind the counter. Daddy got Queso Blanco.
In translation, it means white cheese.
I will talk about the food break, and then I will talk about the bathroom break.
Oh.
And then I will talk about the disaster when the food got back to the seat.
Oh.
Yeah, just my opinion. Just, and, you know, in between all the slacker movie employees, working on a Monday afternoon, would rather be anywhere. And, FML. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey.
Do you talk C++?
Yeah.
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to search
that plan? That one's got to be updated.
I don't know.
That's got to be updated. Your
that right? was actually
that's gotta be updated.
That's played for a reason to set up a promo that comes later. So keep that promo in the back of your mind.
Oh, really?
Mike, we're stacking the deck.
Yeah.
All right, is it time for me to do the commercial?
Yes, it is.
Oh, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Bottom line. Are you a bottom line person? Bottom line.
Bottom line.
Stamps.com. It saves you time and it saves you money, which you can use to grow your business. Stamps.com lets you mail anything using just your computer and printer. If you have a small business and you haven't tried Stamps.com, you owe it to yourself. If you have anything where you send bulk mail out of any kind, even regular mail, even if you're somebody that has a lot of correspondence in your life,
postcards, Stamps.com, even postcards, like if you're sending out a mass mailing, it's great.
Mass mailing, it is your way to go with Stamps.com. We've used it. It'll take minutes online with no equipment lease and no long-term commitment to click, print, and mail whatever you need to mail, and you are done. It's convenient. It's reliable. It's flexible. Stamps.com. Remember that name. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. How easy is that, as Ina Garten would say? We have used Stamps.com forever. We will continue to use it. They are easy, convenient, and they save us money. I want you right now to enjoy the stamp service with a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale, and you don't have a long-term commitment. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. All right, getting back to my little movie experience with the little guy. First of all, I love doing stuff with him after school. It's a lot of fun, and you got to gauge his energy level, whether the day's been too long for him.
So one of the greatest things with a little one like that is when you pick them up at school, which is an absolute routine thing, and then
it's a joy for me.
And then
I
you spring something on them, like he thinks he might just be going home, right? And
yeah,
instead, you say, "Do you want to go to the movies?" And then, then
I'm
it's
so jealous.
It's so great.
And it'll get
you
better.
Will never have a child.
Are you really jealous? No, I am. I'm jealous because I used to just walk home alone and make myself a PB&J and sit in front of the TV until my parents came home.
Oh, it's sad. Now you're paying $22 to see a movie you don't like.
The only time they ever sprung anything on me is when they came home early. I remember having to take a fork so I could turn on the lights in the kitchen.
That's safe.
Because I was so little. I had to flick it with a fork.
You couldn't reach the switch.
I couldn't reach the switch.
Was it a plastic fork or a metal fork?
It was metal from
That's
Bolivia.
Dangerous.
Oh, a metal Bolivian fork.
Yeah.
If you hadn't developed early on an ability to use tools, you would have been in trouble.
I remember.
He was able to use tools and paint on the walls.
I was careful to take two different knives, one for the jelly, one for the peanut butter, because my dad hated it when it was mixed up.
Oh, that would bring out Pedro Moreno?
Yeah.
Mm.
He would not like that at all.
So very sad right now. I'm having a real sad moment for us.
Hey, you know, I'd like to mention this. My children have never had an unhappy day in their life.
You had a sad childhood, though, didn't you? Yeah, I mean, your parents?
Hey,
When did you drive your parents apart?
A little silence and a little respect, because it needs to be brought up. I come from a broken home.
Yes, you do.
And that is why to this day I carry a mantle of depression.
Right, right. Yeah, the dark side that nobody ever sees.
My dark demeanor off air, which haunts you as well as it does me and Oscar.
Rob is not jolly at all.
No, and the interns are bruised.
No, his soul is
Pony
lit
weeps.
By the glow of the television.
They split when I was in, I think between third and fourth grade is when my dad took a new address.
By the way, you know, I was just thinking about your jolly demeanor, which, by the way, he does have all the time, which is great for try. When we go to New Orleans, you and I will have to have just you, just me. At some point, we will have to have one of just take a little walkie, like a little 45-minute trip through the quarter.
I was hoping,
just
Mike,
you and me.
I had an idea that I would like to do a produced audio piece for a show following where you and I take a meal in New Orleans.
I think that would be wonderful,
could involve a walk.
And it could maybe involve dialects, too. Yeah. Can I interest you in a dessert menu? Well, yes, you can.
I was wondering, is this an establishment that serves the hurricane drink? I understand.
All right, anyway,
there is a globe-shaped glass.
It's only 7 months away. We're already excited about it. Sorry, we can't.
I would like
ourselves.
One with a green straw light on the ice. Would you have a cocktail napkin? There's some condensation dripping on my glass that I wish to mop up and not leave a ring on your table. Thank you, Colonel.
But 7 months away, and we're already getting excited about it.
Back to your movie.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And the queso blanco, white cheese.
So, We are in, I don't know how far into it. I immediately become aware of the gravitas of one, is her name Emma?
Yes.
Emma, is it Emma Watson?
Yeah,
Emma
she's Watson. From the Potter franchise.
Yeah, and as dull as a bag of hammers. You know, she's just
yeah.
not somebody that lights up the screen. I want your syrupy, sweet Disney girl, and she's just kind of like the school marm kind of. She's boring.
She lacks sizzle, but she's got a cachet.
She doesn't have any sizzle at all.
She has a cachet because of her the Harry Potter stuff. But what
like,
you need
like
in there?
The type of screen presence that if you saw a report that she was a cutter, you wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
It's
yeah.
it's terrible.
And, who's and, the one and you brought up? The actress you brought up on Friday? Somebody Reagan.
Oh God, Faye Reagan.
Faye Reagan would be great
yes.
in that
yes.
role.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Not
I really,
safe for work.
Uneven eyes.
I really, truly was disappointed in the program. But anyway, it's a you know, it's not a big deal. I'm taking my kid to see it. I could care less. He says he's hungry.
Yes,
and it's not like when I sit in a movie that I'm interested in. If I go to like The Revenant, I want to you know, I'm in that seat. Don't you know? We're not coming out to pee. We're not coming
no.
mess with me.
I want to watch the. Excuse me.
Does anyone else smell yolk?
Speaking of eat. Carla, he needs homemade yogurt.
That's right.
That's it.
I don't think those were extra large eggs.
Thank you. I want to stay. But with him, I don't care. So he says, Danny, I'm hungry. Dan, I'm hungry. And I'm like, okay. I know this kid's got to be taken out. And
time for peeps.
We head out, and this is the order of things that happen. I take him out, and as I'm walking down the hallway, as I get to the counter, one of my unbelievable breakdown weak moments is in a movie theater. When I'm trying to eat correctly, I need to walk as fast as I can by the concession stand.
I've seen this happen. I've seen this happen.
Especially what they do now, because there's so much stuff that I find appealing at the concession stand. He wants to go get food, and I'm looking, and I know within 10 feet of the concession stand, I know I'm going to break down.
You're doomed.
Because I know I want nachos. I'm thinking about it already. And when they put that queso blanco up, I said, okay, so here's the thing. I order, I'm standing behind two people. It's in the middle of the movie. I'm still in a bit of a, you know, hurry to get back in to see it. And I'm with the little guy. And he's
you paid a small fortune to get in, so you want to see how it ends.
Yeah, he's out like pirouetting in the middle of the, you know, of the lobby, and I'm sitting there.
I do the same thing.
These two people that are going, you know, it's the decision of a lifetime to pick whatever. And there's a girl, this slacker girl down at the other register, just
slacking,
standing there. And I've been working with Carla. I'm not making scenes, you know, and not speaking up when I want to. What I want to say is like, yeah, that's okay. Just stand there. There's no need. I'll wait in line over here while you're done. That's what I want to say, but I don't. So the slacker girl that's standing at the register, suddenly you can tell right away. The theater manager, this short little woman, kind of looks like Stockard Channing. She comes around
so
from the back.
Oh, she's hot.
She comes around from the back, and immediately you see the slacker girl perk up because she knows. And she goes, I can help you down here.
Because you know why, Mike? Yes. The manager is no nonsense.
Yes, no nonsense. And we get down there, and I order the pretzel bites for him and the nachos with queso blanco.
Nice.
And then she looks at me and says, do you want queso blanco with the pretzel bites? I said, yeah, that'll be fine. And I said, and we'll get a medium Diet Coke. And she said, you can upgrade that to a large for a quarter, that same standard thing. And I said,
always.
Yeah, I'll upgrade that to a large. Well, I don't realize at this point that even a man of my large carriage does not require the amount of fluid that you could water a lawn with. You can actually take that out to a drought-ridden lawn, put it on the back of a truck, attach a hose to it, and you can water the goddamn lawn with Diet Coke.
You could save the wildfires.
It was ridiculous.
This drink, I know the one of which you speak, it should come with a handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so, tub.
But
it's a tub of Diet Coke.
If you put your hand over the top, and a lot of times I'll put it over the top, you won't. And I've got a mental patient with
spinning.
Me that's spinning around, and I'm like, Michael, we got to go back into the theater. Do you want to go back into the theater? And so I've got the first mistake I make. This is so stupid. I am such a dip ass when it comes to this. I take the queso blanco pretzel bites, and I put the queso blanco pretzel bites, I stack it.
Of course you
onto
do.
Onto the nachos. And by the way, they don't give you the nachos in the little thing. They give you a bag.
Yes.
So right now I'm holding a bucket of Diet Coke and I'm having and I'm holding the queso blanco nachos
title.
And I'm holding yeah. the queso blanco pretzels and I stack the nachos with the bag on top over the pretzel bites with the queso blanco, and what happens immediately, the queso blanco on top goes into the queso blanco on the bottom and it goes
bleh.
And it begins to spill because she, you know, I'll give her credit, she topped it, she
topped
put it to
off.
The top and
Super.
She topped it up, and I'm mad at her. I said, don't be mad at her, she just gave you what you asked for, and you're the one, you're trying to hold the hand of a three-year-old and balance of, you know, 430 ounces of fluid with queso blanco toothpaste.
Could it have possibly been could it possibly have been effective? And he's at sort of on that line. Could he have helped you carry stuff?
He held the bag of chips.
Okay,
I gave
that's
him
good.
The bag of chips.
He's all that and
but
a bag of
chips. But that did not prevent me from looking down at the queso blanco lava flow that was coming out of the second bag and go, well, that's there's 50% less queso blanco that's going into this theater. So I removed, because it was an empty vessel outside of the queso blanco, because he's holding the bag of chips, I removed that and that goes into the trash.
Oh,
so now
okay.
I'm down to one queso blanco and that goes into the theater. All right?
Right.
No problem at all. I think I've done this right. What I forgot is the straw. Now, the straw, under normal circumstances, the straw is a choice. It's
yeah.
not mandatory. But when you have 150 ounces of fluid,
you need it.
That is, you know, that weighs as much as a Fiat, you actually need the straw to get your because when you put it in the cup holder in the theater, it fuses to the plastic. And so it goes in and it goes,
yeah, there's a vacuum.
And in order, and it is not a one-handed removal.
No.
So we sit down, and I'm using my right thigh to balance my bagel chips, my pretzels, and then I'm holding the bag between in the crotch of my arm where the fluid is. This making any sense?
Yes.
Oh no.
Well,
yeah. Perfect sense.
And I open the bag gingerly because there are a few people watching the film, and meanwhile he is sitting there, and I'm handing him the pretzels, and he tries a little queso blanco. He doesn't like that. But I access my
more
chips,
for Daddy.
Which, by the way, I should not be eating at all. Shouldn't be touching this salt-laden fat farm product that I'm diving
into. I'm
going
to applaud you at this point in the story because there is a straw only in your drink and not in the queso blanco, and that shows strength.
Thank you. There's no straw anywhere, and I have to, but when I'm eating my nachos, I have to get my drink.
Yeah,
sure.
I have to have it.
Get your drink on.
Thirsty.
When I'm getting a snack, I have to chase it with just a tiny little sip.
Sure.
Little sip. Every time. Mm-hmm. It's an obsession of mine. And so I am balancing his pretzel bites with the queso blanco on my right leg. I am reaching to get the chip from the crotch of my arm and dip it into the queso blanco. And then I go for the fluid. And it's stuck.
Oh.
It won't come out with one hand. And as I heft it, it comes out. And this balancing act, I don't know how I pulled it off, but it didn't prevent me when there were maybe three pretzel bites left from upending the, because when the balance got off, when I was eating some of the queso blanco,
yeah.
the balance got off and it does a 180 and lands on the floor.
Oh.
And the little guy, and this coincided, I'm going to wrap this up because I don't want to go.
Okay.
This coincided with, I look over and my son's looking at me and he says, Daddy, I don't have my shoes on and I have to pee.
What happened to his shoes?
He shoved his feet into the crack of the springs.
Yes.
That's in mm-hmm. there. And apparently, while removing his, he's got little like Crocs things
yeah.
he wears.
Yeah,
and they are the full shoe. They're not the Croc.
But the chair and ate the Croc.
It ate, and then I said, "All right, well, get your shoes." I say, "Get my shoes." He does an end run around me and starts to look in the back aisle, which I thought that's where they would be. No, they were under the concrete, right under his seat. He could have just kneeled down and grabbed
so
him.
So I hate
he
to bring this up.
He goes around in the aisle next to me, but there's 7-8 people.
But he's barefooting in a movie theater?
I've got the fluid. I'm trying to pick up the pretzel
bites.
Good
for immunities.
Yeah. And then he does an end run down to the end of the aisle because he's three.
Right.
Because he somehow thinks his shoes that are 4 inches from his feet where he stuck them into the seat are somehow on the other end of the theater.
He's going to check lost and found,
and
Mike.
What I have to do in order to get him to come back is to, at this voice, go, Michael, oh. But I can't because it's a crowded theater.
So embarrassing.
Oh, no.
So he comes back, and I say, your shoes are under the seat. He said, Danny, I have to pee. I said, I know if you have to pee, I'm going to get your shoes from under the seat. So I get the shoes. I'm sweating at this point.
Sure.
I am perspiring, well, because I've eaten the queso blanco. I put the shoes on his feet, and I said, okay, let's go pee. As I'm tending to the empty queso blanco container and all the other stuff, you know, we are sitting there about midway up in the theater, and we come out of the aisle. I don't see him. He takes a left.
Oh my God.
And he sprints now. He can move that. He's going up to the top. He's going to go. Unless he's going to pee on the projector, he's going in the wrong direction. Okay? So he goes left. And once again, I'm not as fast as he is. And I have to, the only way I'm going to get him is by yelling. And I can't yell because I don't want to ruin the experience. So I chase him up to the top of the theater. I said, Michael, the bathroom is the other way. Man. And we walk down and we go down, and then he says, I have to pee. And that's a cute little exercise because we have to find the tiny urinal that's down low to the ground. And he pees, and I think that was it. It was back into the theater, and we watched the end of the extraordinarily mediocre Beauty and the Beast. Did they fall in love?
Did she overlook the Beast's shortcomings, and did they fall in love?
It's too violent. It's too violent, 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 violent. It doesn't need to be that violent.
Beauty and the Beast is violent?
It's violent, and it's got it. Yeah, at the end, when they're trying to, when Gaston is trying to kill the Beast. By the way, if this is a problematic spoiler alert from me, okay, drill a hole in your forehead and give yourself a lobotomy.
Yeah.
All right, because there's no brainwave activity
anyway.
Mike,
the story is 300 years old. Many people are familiar with it. So.
No, at the end, you know, I don't remember
the
from the cartoon. Did Gaston shoot the Beast in the end? Did he shoot the Beast?
I don't believe
he
I took that film.
He shoots the Beast in this
one.
There's a lot of gunfire.
Really?
And then Gaston,
I thought it was a lot of swordplay.
And then Gaston, you know, is standing on a bridge that collapsed, and he goes down to the bottom. By the way, spoiler alert, I'm so very sorry. And I'm spending the whole drive back. Did he die, Daddy? Thank you, Disney. Thank you very much, Disney. Much appreciated. And the movie, I thought
is
the movie
is this queso
sucked.
Blanco on my feet, Daddy?
I thought, by the way, there was no queso blanco anywhere. I thought, frankly, that I would be wearing a queso blanco parka on the way home. But anyway.
I will tell you this though, Mike.
I'll be going to the next movie with him when he's 17.
After he has stood on barefoot on a movie theater floor, those shoes aren't slipping off again.
No, that's fine. No problem at all.
He's stuck there for good.
He seemed healthy this morning. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. When we come back, I want to talk a little TV. There is some phenomenal television out there right now, and we're all watching it. I don't know if Oscar's joining us on our favorite, but we'll talk about that next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A telephone is not a toy, but a useful and valuable tool.
Hey, Team West listeners. Dan O'Brien here to say that tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. The Mike O'Mara Show takes your call starting at 9 a.m. We want to hear whatever you have to say. You want to tell a story to your favorite podcast? Call in on Wide Open Wednesday. You have a question for all the guys in the studio? Call in on Wide Open Wednesday. You have an erection lasting more than 4 hours? Go see a doctor. Then call in on Wide Open Wednesday. Dial 888-920-MORE for all your non-medical questions and an opportunity to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Tony. Wide Open Wednesday.
Thank you very much. We'll do that tomorrow. Welcome back to
the Mike O'Mara Show. 17
takes
is all it took.
We want you to use Amazon more than you are. This is the time of year where we always have to remind you, and we want you to use Amazon and go through the Mike O'Mara Show page and go through our new app and make sure that you buy things from Amazon.com, but do it through the Mike O'Mara Show, because when you do it, we get a teeny tiny percentage that helps the show immeasurably.
Thing counts. Everything.
Everything does, yeah. And if you happen to manage an office and you're wondering about those supplies, buy them on Amazon. It's an easy way to do it. You go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Also, on our website, we have a giant Amazon button that you just click on. When you do that,
easy.
You automatically give us the credit.
It.
if you make an Amazon purchase. And we also have a shopping cart on the app. If you click on that, we also get the credit. So anytime you're shopping for anything online with Amazon, please remember our show. It will help us enormously. And we thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is a, I think, a truly blessed time to be a TV viewer. I think there's
really
some stuff
is.
Out there that is really, really special. We are enjoying it right now. Oscar was the first one to watch This Is Us. I jumped on the bandwagon, and now Rob is on the bandwagon with This Is Us. And I finished my binge on that, and I think it's coming back in September this year.
This fall.
So they'll have some new ones.
Are you shocked, as I am, that one of our lead stories right now is a network television show? Because with Netflix and all the cable stuff, this is just on.
They had to step up their game.
NBC is keeping up, and it is. Now, I got a question for you, because we had a brief discussion before the show about This Is Us.
Is Toby's hair real?
the hair is real. Did you see recent pictures of him? I'd kill for his body. He's slim.
Yeah, he wears a fat suit on that show.
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, look at he was at a premiere or something
on that show
this past week, and he is like, he's thinnish.
Well, he's got a skinny face, thinner.
And
face,
also,
so.
Did you know he was the diner owner in Stranger Things?
Yes,
yeah. So we actually knew him from somewhere.
Wow,
no fat suit on Kate Pearson though. The character Kate Pearson.
Oh, don't be rude.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
See,
I think she's
I
real.
I actually thought because of the shape of her body.
Really, you jerk. This guy.
She's got a beautiful face, though, Mike.
No, I thought that she was wearing a fat suit.
I don't think she is. I think that's all her.
Yes. But her body seems unusual in its weight.
We all have different shapes, Mike.
That's true.
No, I just did. It didn't seem.
Rob doesn't wear a fat suit.
I'm gonna.
As far as you know,
well, you're losing it.
Yeah.
Right now. I'm not. I'm trying.
But
25 minutes on the elliptical the other day, and I'm trying. I am trying like hell. I really am.
Is it a Nordic track or a queso blanco?
It's a light fitness. It's a light fitness queso blanco.
So I will say that
Blanco
Casablanca. Yeah. You guys got me on the This Is Us thing. It is, by the time you get into episode 10 or 11, a little formulaic, very primetime soap opera-y. But I will say this. The pilot was one of the most cleverly written hours of television I've ever seen.
I thought it was great. And to be honest with you, it has its thin episodes. It has its jive episodes. But all in all, the characters are strong and the actors
they all
are great.
You know what? They all have an edge. They all have reason.
And they all have a sense of humor.
They all have a reason to like them and dislike them.
Do you see what we see in Toby?
The Christmas episode, this is the problem I had with you guys, all right? Because, he is a fat, balding guy. I get it, all right? And he's
that's the only difference. He's balding.
That's true. Thank you. He has the dollop. I would rather be Telly Savalas bald than have a dollop of hair right here. I really would. The thing that was most troubling to me is he's a big, fat, bald guy. He's jolly. He's got a sense of humor.
So nice.
I can see all of these things. But then when you said to Mike, and this is what I was holding on to for 10 episodes, you said, do you see Rob and Toby? And he said, yeah. And then you both said, Christmas episode? And I thought, oh, there's going to be something really sweet and charming in the Christmas episode where I feel like, hey, I'm like this guy. And, spoiler alert, he has a heart attack.
Okay, you are spoiled. But anyway, the show's already in. All right.
So I see now where you
but
are.
But doesn't just have a heart attack, like, oh, he's alone.
It's
and,
a great fall.
Yeah. It's a great fall.
The fall is everything.
I watched it. I watched the fall a lot of times, and I think what happens is Toby used his fat suit to make the fall more effective.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing. There is a show, though, that Rob and I are watching, an Oscar. I think it doesn't matter.
You got to watch
history,
it.
It doesn't matter if it's old-timey. This is, by a light year, the finest offering on television.
Yes.
Wow.
Right now, bar none.
Savor it.
This combines Academy Award caliber acting, a cast that is right out of a superstar lineup, and some of the best writing I have ever seen.
And based in fact.
With a backstory, yes. A true backstory that is phenomenal from one of the great movie experiments of all time. This is the show Feud on FX, and it stars Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon. Mm. And I will tell you that I have watched the first three episodes. It's on now. It'll be on Sunday nights, right?
Yes, Sunday nights, FX. I believe at 10. Yeah.
There is not a frame of this that is not riveting. I find this show hysterical. I find it's got all
horrifying.
The joy, it's got all the joy of Mommy Dearest,
yeah,
with better acting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's how I can describe it. It is so. It's about Joan Crawford and Bette Davis when they were making Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
We've played tapes from it. You are in that chair.
Rob, many questions with you. It's the backstory of the feud between the two actresses.
Okay, they hated both, each other since the 30s.
But I need
they,
just give me.
They
just,
came up at the same time and they hated each other. And then they were has-beens. They were on the backside of their career. Okay. And they were old ladies. And they cast them in this horror movie as kind of a career vehicle for both of them.
Gimmickry.
Actually,
it was sort of gimmick casting. And they get into that. Yeah.
But at the same time. They stoked the feud, and they were such a ballsy, like smoky, boozy women. And Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon, I can't even begin to tell you how good they are.
I go back and forth as to trying to figure out which one I like better in the show.
They're fabulous
because they're both so equally good.
They're so fantastic in this, and it is. I mean, I'm giggling throughout the whole thing because it's just so much fun.
The recreations, they also intercut, like when they're shooting the movie, they'll do a sequence that they shot in black and white that is a recreation from the film that is so eerily accurate.
Wow. And I will tell you this, that I know that I'm a target audience for something like this, being somebody who actually remembers Bette Davis, mm-hmm. and remembers Joan Crawford. But I really remember Joan Crawford more for Mommy Dearest, which was long after she passed away.
Sure.
And the thing about this show, it's a Hollywood feud. It's two bitchy ladies that hate each other and what they do to each other. And
they try to get along. But then Jack Warner says, if you want to sell tickets, a feud.
Okay, so it's a feud. The thing about it is it's a cat fight. It's a series that's based out of Catfight, and it's a beautiful cat.
And the surrounding characters.
The only time I really love the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is when they have the cat fights, and this is every episode,
yep.
cat fight after cat fight, and they're, the poor women, if they were alive today to watch this, would probably be
horrified.
Mortified.
And also, there's so many great layers. Oscar, I think, will appreciate. The way the press used the stars, the way the stars used the press. Oh, Hedda Hopper was the big, the TMZ of the day. She was the gossip columnist, right? And she uses them, each of them, and back and forth. They're saying, what's the dirt on Davis? And he says, well, I won't credit you, but
body
what's
odor.
The dirt on Davis? Body odor.
Oh, my God.
Low
of all lows.
Yeah.
And then, there's scenes. It's this horror movie. And the question I had for you, Rob, so we have been dying to ask it for.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it last night. I wanted to ask you on the show. So whatever happened to Baby Jane? How did that do? Was that
huge,
a successful film?
Huge.
It was massive, right?
And it started a subgenre of old ladies in horror movies.
So it was as successful as it would be.
And it re-energized Bette Davis's career to, give it its sprint to the end. Joan Crawford didn't live much longer after that, but after that, do you know who she hooked up with? Was William Castle. And she made Straitjacket and another movie with William
Castle.
Joan
Crawford did
Joan
or Bette
Crawford.
Davis?
Joan Crawford made horror
right.
movies.
Okay, see,
so
that's
yeah.
what I wanted to get from you.
Absolutely.
It's overstating when you say this early on that this is going to be an award winner, but if this show does not walk away with awards,
I agree.
There are no awards to be given.
Quite a cast as well, right? Yeah.
Somebody online that kind of jogged me to get to it was I turned it on, and within the first 7 minutes, I had to pause it and go get popcorn.
Yeah.
That is the best description.
It is so addictive.
I give you credit, whoever said that. It was
jealous that you got to watch three in a row. Because can you imagine how unfulfilled I was after just watching the first episode? I wanted 10 more.
So you've got two to watch?
No, I've been keeping
you're
up.
You're caught up?
I'm all
Oscar?
Caught up.
Oscar. I've never.
I'll check it out.
Because the whole showbiz aspect of it, it's similar to what we've all done.
When does Steve Harvey come out?
Man, you watch something like that and you look at the other crap that's on television and you go, wow, it's so Feud.
Feud.
Is it Joan and Betty?
I think it is. Feud, Joan versus Betty. But it's on FX.
I will check it out tonight.
And by the way, it seems to have a lot of the cast members also that were in.
American Horror Story. And it's got the same showrunner and I think maybe producer.
It's got
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Mm-hmm. Isn't Doc Ock in it, right?
He's in it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got amazing actors. That's right, Alfred Molina. Go see it. And watch this.
And did you realize that Victor Bono was so affectionate?
You know, your fascination with Victor Bono.
You have to admit, in episode 3, that was surprising.
Is it Sonny's father?
Rob just loves all fat guys in television. That's what he likes. He does.
I like to see him doing things in clubs. Like to see him passing out at Christmas. It's always great.
That's okay. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Send the letters to Rob. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to Nerdist?
Do you listen to WTF?
Do you listen to Serial?
Do you listen to Big O and Dukes?
We won't be talking about any of those shows, but what will we be talking about, Brett?
We'll be talking about all the shows on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And we'll feature a lot of entertainment. This isn't your Marcus's Omericast.
Featuring Gary Stein.
Featuring Gary Stein. Download today and listen on the newly updated TMOS app.
Thanks, boys. That's a new Omericast with Brett.
And Fred.
Brett Whitmarsh. And who?
Frederick Plicy.
Oh, thank you. All right.
They did a great job. It is a wonderfully entertaining show. They're very good together.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Movement. Movement Watches, founded on the belief that style should not break the bank. Show them your watch there, Rob.
Look how lovely that is. Ooh. Isn't that great?
That's lovely.
I love it.
Victor Buono.
The matte black.
That's wonderful. Here's a true story. The company was started by two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford them, so they started their own watch company. We all love our MVMT watches, our Movement watches, and you will love yours. They feel great. They look great, and they got some heft to them also. People really notice these watches. The best part, they start at $95.
Oscar just stole mine.
He's going to keep
really
it.
That's really nice.
At a department store, the same watch would set you back $400 to $500. How so? Because Movement figured out a way that selling online eliminates the middleman and the retail markup. Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism with over 1 million watches sold in over 160 countries and always at the best possible price. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmtwatches.com/TMOS. My watch is a really clean design. Rob's got a beautiful one.
Love it.
I've been getting compliments on mine ever since I put it on. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/TMOS and join the movement.
News.
There are certain names that are just synonymous with weed.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson's one, Tommy Chong, Seth Rogen.
Burbank.
Seems like there are a lot of people that get into weed that they're associated with it. Woody Harrelson is another name that's into weed. Woody told Vulture.com that he quit smoking weed a year ago.
Huh? What?
He said, quote, "When you're doing it all the time, it just becomes, well, you know, I feel like it was keeping me from being emotionally available."
Therapy talk.
Yeah.
But he added, quote, "I don't have a problem at all with smoking. I think it's great. I think it's a great drug in terms of, even cops say that the effect is euphoria." He said he also tries to moderate his drinking these days after, quote, "just 30 solid years of just partying too effing hard."
Wow.
So Woody's...
Oscar has always brought up a very interesting point, is that the problem with most pot smokers is that their number one priority is smoking pot.
Yep.
And that it becomes and sometimes, you know, that is bad if they're like trying to run the computer for a podcast.
Okay,
he does a good job.
He does a fine job. Yeah.
Thanks, Adrian. Moving right along, Forbes released its annual list of world's billionaires, and President Trump is down.
Oh.
Way down. Since last year, he has dropped 220 spots from 324 to 544. Forbes says Trump has lost $1 billion since last year, and he's down to $3.5 billion. If that number is legit, then it sounds like the president stretched the truth a little when he said he was worth $10 billion. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is the richest man in the world for the fourth straight year, and for 18 of the past 23 years, he has $86 billion, up from $75 billion last year. Warren Buffett is second with $75.6 billion. And I think I say this truthfully, when you're talking about the two men that would have the most money in the world, mm-hmm. isn't it great that it's Bill Gates and Warren Buffett?
Yeah.
Because they do so much with their money to help people. I think they really do. You
know? I think it's hard as just, you know, a regular disc jockey to really think, or someone listening to the show that's slaying the dragon 9 to 5 every day, to really feel bad if you've gained or lost millions.
Yeah. Yes.
Or then billions. With a B.
Yeah, I'm not going to really shed a tear. And hey, he was busy. Trump was doing something last year.
Yes.
Very, very busy.
The case of Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey has been solved, and the media has unmasked the suspect. Don't know if you guys heard about this. Contrary to Brady's own investigation, the thief was not Lady Gaga. As it turns out, the jersey was found in Mexico along with other Super Bowl memorabilia, including Brady's jersey from Super Bowl 49 in 2015 and Von Miller's Denver Broncos helmet from Super Bowl 50 last year. All the items are in the process of being authenticated. The thief was apparently a Mexican journalist named Martin Mauricio Ortega. He was the director of a major Mexican newspaper until he resigned last week.
He
it was
stole
a
them.
Journalist that go. That
he
went
stole
in.
Them or something.
The authorities
hit your alarm.
I suppose you're right.
Racist. The authorities found footage from Fox which showed Ortega enter the locker room and reach into Brady's bag.
Hey.
Reach into Brady's bag.
Brady's bag.
How many years has this guy been doing this? And he's like, no one even cares. I'm just going to keep taking ass.
Quantos Anos.
He put the jersey, it shows him putting the jersey into a black plastic bag, and he left. His back was to the camera. So officials had to go through about 20,000 people with credentials to be in the area before settling on Ortega.
Wow.
They got him. They caught him.
Now, this is funny because, you know, was it damage control when for a while they just said, oh, the equipment manager has it. It's all cool. Because that was the story for like 2 days. And now they find it in Mexico?
Somebody lifted it.
A
little sad. Very pathetic. Mm. No one can accuse Jane Fonda of not doing her research. In the upcoming third season of her Netflix show, Grace and Frankie, Jane's character starts a business selling sex toys to older adults.
Well, that's good.
Shannon watches Grace and Frankie. She loves it.
Yeah.
The 79-year-old Jane Fonda wanted to make sure she knew what she was doing. On Ellen yesterday, she said, quote, we tried all different kinds of vibrators. Use it or lose it, right? That's what Jane said. But it wasn't exactly a new sensation. Jane was already an experienced viber. Quote, I have one I have one that hangs around my neck and it looks like a beautiful piece of silver jewelry. It depends on who you're with and what the bathroom looks like.
Wow. She's 79 now?
You know what?
Wasn't she Barbarella?
Yes.
Yeah, she was doing it back then, too.
If someone says to me, you want to have a hot, steamy, lovely relations with an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda would, I believe, be at the top of the list.
Is she? I bet now she is older than Katharine Hepburn was on Golden Pond.
I think you're right.
She's been
operating a lawn chair.
Heavy machinery for some time now. Hanoi Jane.
Yes,
Hanoi Jane.
Her life has been checkered with controversy.
Hanoi Jane. You know why he knows that? When is Big O and Dukes on? When is the Big O and Dukes right
Thursday.
Wing fest?
That's
right.
No, Hanoi Thursday. Jane, I have no idea what that even means, Mike.
Hello,
I just know they
hello Oscar. This is Gordon Liddy. I want to tell you a story.
I'm talking about your group. Your group
but what does that even mean in the context of history?
She colluded. She didn't collude.
No,
she
sympathetic.
She visited North Vietnam in the Vietnam War, and she has never been forgiven for that by many.
I watched the ants, Hanoi Jane.
According to a new study, good-looking people actually have worse relationships than the rest of us trolls. They're more likely to cheat on their significant other and more likely to see their relationships break up. So how is this possible? The researchers think it could be because really good-looking people wind up with bigger egos.
Hmm.
So when a relationship isn't going perfectly, They believe they're entitled to something better. And that makes them...
Oh, Mac.
That makes
my
them
fingers slipped.
I didn't miss him.
Around who else is out there? I would now like to do my impression of Mac last week on the show.
Okay. Yeah. You know, whenever he yawns, it means we just need to try harder to be funny.
Thanks, Mac. What a dynamite. Love the energy of him. I never want to see him on camera again. Anyway, and now a little something.
Mike, we used to have Mac off camera for like 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
The other day he was sitting there just sullen the whole time, and then he has this big, lazy, sloth
But
yawn.
He loves the show.
Oh, he comes in on meds, puts on his warmest, coziest hoodie, and just yawns.
Yeah, he loves yawning. Here's
Skittles.
A little something for you. 37-year-old Jamal Seymour of Sandy Springs, Georgia, is a fugitive who was wanted for several violent crimes, including strangulation.
What?
And assault with a deadly weapon. Well, the cops in Key West, Florida, got a tip that he might be hiding out there, so they alerted local businesses to be on the lookout. And they caught a break when he went to a CVS and swiped his own rewards card to get a discount. CVS alerted the cops.
And they tracked
him down quickly. Just a few hours later, he was arrested for resisting arrest, using a false ID, and being a fugitive. Why was the drugstore used? Why did he go to the drugstore? He was picking up a prescription for his stupid pills. Thank you.
Hey, you only have one refill left on these.
Yeah, I know. You've been tearing through these. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's Little Sounds. He was out in his garden last week, and he got some very, very fresh spring buds of sound.
I did.
Share with us right now. Are you all out of the Seth Meyers buds?
I'm out of my Seth Meyers buds, but what I did find, Mike, is some sounds that Carrie had put in little plastic Easter eggs.
Oh,
and they were hidden around the yard. Yes.
So kind.
All right, Peter Cottontail. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun right after this.
Hello, friends. You're listening to the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ, and I'm here with the grand poobah of that radio station, Mr. Steve Bridges. Steve, how you doing today?
Yeah, not too good. No one's paying.
Well, I understand that, Steve, but you love radio, don't you?
I hate it.
Don't you love the Mike O'Mara show?
Yeah, by the way, no one's paying.
Okay, that's Steve Bridges, and you're listening to the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ, where you can hear the Mike O'Mara show Monday through Friday at 4:30 in the afternoon.
By the way, I need some promos.
You're going to get them, Steve.
What?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show, brought to you by our bonus packages. If you don't subscribe to the TMOS bonus show, listen to this. The TMOS bonus show is like we've taken a five-day week TMOS show and kicked it up a notch. No commercials to interrupt a great bit. No censorship to derail what we really want to say. You never know what direction we're going to go to. And so far, the authorities have not caught up with us. But you want to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package. You get special stuff. By the way, maybe some more special things coming your way.
Yes.
Just be aware of that. Full access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire anthology, over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Pick it up today. We would sincerely appreciate supporting the show that way. Without further ado, let's open up our audio vault. And hold on, there it is. What happened? What did I just do?
Mike, it's locked.
Oh, it is.
Right. There it is.
I opened it. For today, Tuesday, March 21st, 2017, Rob Spiewak.
I am not happy with Adele. Did you know this?
Why is that?
Because she scolded security at a concert in Australia for making folks sit down at her concert. I don't like people that stand for the entire concert. I can understand standing up for the end of the concert, standing up for
like
the beginning.
I don't like standing at a football game or anything unless there's a moment, okay?
Right.
Sit down. Okay, baseball, just a little thing here. The guys that have front row seats,
yes,
that stand between innings.
Oh, I hate that.
The douchiest move, and,
right? Like throw me
really
a ball.
No,
yeah,
yeah. It's like,
what
come
are you, 12?
On, sit your ass.
That's
down,
Colors
and
move.
Then turn around and look at the crowd. So, like, okay, enjoy, you douche.
Here's Adele scolding the security for making people sit down. Adele, here's an idea. Sing a song.
Excuse me, sir. Well, I know you work here, but can you stop telling people to sit down? It's a music show. If people can't see, then they can stand up.
Oh, shut up.
And if you're moaning about people
he's
dancing,
making a living.
What the f***
so the people
for?
In back of him can see. So the people in back of him can see.
Exactly.
Adele.
There you go.
Down a notch in my book with that move. Don't care for that. Thank you.
Down a sandwich.
worked. CBS This Morning yesterday.
You know, we should hit the alarm. I know you're. Yeah, I know. About it.
And just for fun.
Is it racist?
I don't know. I mean, she's British.
That was the misogyny alarm that he hit first.
It was. Now, CBS This Morning had an interview with Dave Chappelle, and I'm a big fan, and he's coming back to Netflix, but everyone is people are wondering, does he have bad feelings about leaving so much money on the table?
How much per special on Netflix?
I don't know per special. I think he left.
It's huge, like money.
10 mil. Oh, no, 20 mil per special.
He left 50 million on the table.
Yes.
When he left Comedy Central.
And that was like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Can I ask this question? Because I know he left that money when he was super, like, amazingly
apex
hot.
Of fame.
Yeah.
How does he get that? How does he go away and just walk and then come back? And still get that? Do they think he's going to be that bank that his popularity is?
Yeah. Like when he has toured here and there on, I guess his time off television,
mm-hmm.
they sell out within minutes.
Yeah,
people are paying anywhere from $100 to $150 per ticket.
And while he was on his hiatus, he did occasional pop-ins and little clubs and stuff, and he proved that he was still funny and still working new material. When he hosted Saturday Night Live, I think towards the end of last season,
he was great.
He was amazing. So here he is. Yeah. They asked him, you know, with leaving $50 million on the table, what was that like leaving Comedy Central? And he had this weird story about a baboon and salt.
And they were talking about how a bushman finds water, and they do what's called a salt trap. I didn't know this. Apparently baboons love salt.
Okay.
So they put a lump of salt in a hole, and they wait for the baboon. The baboon comes, sticks his hand in the hole, grabs the salt. Salt makes his hand bigger, and he's trapped. He can't get his hand out. Now, if he's smart, all he does is let go of the salt. Baboon doesn't want to let go of the salt. Then the bushman just comes, takes the baboon, throws him in the cage, and gives him all the salt he wants. And then the baboon gets thirsty. The bushman lets him out of the cage. The first place the baboon runs to is water. Bushman follows him, and they both drink to their fill. And in that analogy, I felt like the baboon. But I was smart enough to let go of the salt.
Ah, there we
go. I love that.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant man.
He really is.
He is truly a brilliant man.
Duke
Ellington's deep thinker.
School of Arts, right down the street here. That's where
that's
he
right.
went.
Yep.
DC guy, yeah. Dave Chappelle. That's a great story. That's very, very cool. Kind of in a way saying, you know, I wasn't going to.
I said
be,
no.
Yeah.
I didn't want no it. I said no.
Well, you know, there were more important things in my life. Good for him.
And real quick, this is a short tape of Chappelle. They asked, do you miss doing the Chappelle Show?
Do you miss the Chappelle Show?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, but Chappelle Show's like breaking up with a girl, and you still like her, but in your mind, you're like, that is crazy. I'm not going back.
Do you remember a couple?
He's so well thought out. He really is. He's so effortlessly
Yeah, effortlessly
brilliant.
Funny. He really
yeah,
is.
And funny.
Remember
right.
a couple weeks ago, we had a guy that did, I think it was a song by Rush. He played every instrument and recorded it live. One-man band doing Rush. This is a guy doing it with Led Zeppelin's Black Dog. I have seen the video.
Great choice.
He is drumming, singing, playing guitar all at once. He has to time the drum beats so he can strum the guitar because his hand goes down to the drum at the same time he's strumming the strings. It's pretty remarkable. His name is Dominic Fragman. So he's not going to sell out any arenas, but it's pretty impressive,
though.
Isn't it?
So does he have a regular drum set in front of him?
Is it's like a small kit. He's got a kick and a cymbal, but he's hitting the snare with the hand he's using to strum the guitar.
You know what I noticed with all those gimmicks around him? He's got a great vocal.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, I got a roll. Can't stand still. Got a flaming heart. Can't get
really
my
really good.
Yeah. So he probably doesn't need the gimmick to do it, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Hire some musicians, dude.
Dude.
Well, that really kind of sorry about that. I didn't realize that that was going to stop the show.
No, it didn't.
Sorry about that.
That's okay, dude. Okay.
Let's usually, you got another sound for
Mike,
us,
usually you hate them so much. I think we're all kind of vexed that you didn't hate that guy.
Well, you know what? I tolerate it.
Yeah.
He's a folk hero now, Mike, in Australia. We'll close with this. His name is Lee DePaul. He's 18, and he was drunk, and he was trying to get a date from a girl, and he was telling her that that Australian crocodiles are more likely to attack backpackers than native Australians. So he went down and he got attacked by the crocodile. So he had to have surgery. He had to have tendons replaced. Croc broke his arm. And here he is being interviewed about the drunk guy that went down to visit the crocodile.
I started telling him about how...
By the way, he appears to be sober in the clip.
You said he's telling him about the drunk guy. Is he the drunk guy?
He is the drunk guy. He's describing...
You said he was telling him about the drunk guy. You mean he's telling them about his experience getting bitten by the crocodile?
He's describing his own event.
Are you sober?
No.
Are you sober or are you having a moment? Right
I'm. It's Christmas at the Pearson House, and I'm about to take a fall.
Very, very good. So let me just set this up again properly.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't realize it was so horribly unclear.
It was incredible.
It was. It was kind of my
apologies. Here is the guy telling the story about his drunken experience with a crocodile.
Nah.
And the thing is this is the way the guy sounds sober. I can't imagine him after 10 drinks.
I started telling him about how backpackers are more likely to get eaten by a crocodile than Australians. So we decided to go down to the river and test the theory.
How many drinks did you had by that point?
About 10 cups of goon. Started shaking its head and carrying on. Both the bones in my left arm are broken. Two gouge marks on the top and the bottom.
Do you understand gouge that most marks. Of the country thinks that you're one of the stupidest people around right now?
Yeah, I do. I'm not really. Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate,
Mike.
Idiot. He's so stupid.
Later
He's
in the so interview, stupid. They said, do you regret doing it? He said no, because he got the date.
And you know what I figured out in Australia? Because I'm always trying to do that dialect with it, which I don't do well.
Yeah.
Most in Australian is M-Y-O-S-T. Meowst.
Meowst.
Meowst. Meowst to the country thinks you're an idiot. Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna
right,
hate.
That's right, mate. I'm gonna go find a stingray. Oh, it stuck me in the hat.
Too soon.
It stuck me in the hat.
Too soon. That Steve is your Rowland, magic sorry. Audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show, the most happening show online and anywhere. Our snail mail address is TMOS, PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Oi!
If you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. And tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday.
Yes.
I want you to call because I'll be taking the calls from you, and it really excites me, as the boys know, at 888-920-6673. Or you can listen to us just on MikeOMaraShow.com with a brand new for Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.